And now this is our dictation for Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L-L, Nordin, N-O-R-D-I-N, September 30, 56. Addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N-N-P, 583-1914. Dear Angela, follow-up for Mrs. Nordin, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in July. New medication, losartan, as blood pressure was running high. There has been, however, 30-pound weight loss with the help of medication Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O. Side effects, occasionally diarrhea, which could be explained by metformin too. Denies nausea, vomiting, no blood melena, no abdominal pain, no urinary symptoms. A bout of cystitis, did not require antibiotics. No chest pain palpitation dyspnea. Review system done. Medication list, I will highlight the beta blockers. The recent losartan full dose 100 milligrams. On insulin, Mounjaro, metformin, and bicarbonate replacement because of the exacerbation of tubular acidosis by Topamax. She takes medications for her bipolar disorder. Next paragraph, present weight 208, blood pressure was 92 over 50, standing 70 over 40 on the right side. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no ascites, no major edema. Excuse me, erase that, no edema. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 1.5, which is baseline. Metabolic acidosis at 19, normal electrolytes, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Present GFR 37, stage 3B, anemia 10.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, underlying diabetes, hypertension, metabolic acidosis, exacerbated by Topamax, continued by bicarbonate replacement, no need for EPO treatment, blood pressure was quite low, losartan will be placed on hold, she's going to check blood pressure at home. She will report to me on the next few days, and we will make a decision at that time to restart losartan at a lower dose, probably 50, or if the blood pressure remains low given the weight loss, probably no losartan at all. Continue to follow.